Welcome to the Builder's Ladder with Marty Amos and Owen Chambers, the show for residential building company owners and general contractors wanting to make more money and buy back your time and build a business worth owning. We share what's working right now for the top 5% of residential building company owners and general contractors so you can implement it into your business. You either win me or win.
Win, 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 win. Yeah. Fuck everything else. Win, win. Yo, what is up? Vinny, how you doing, my man?
I'm good, Owen. How are you, mate?
I'm fantastic. Do you want to introduce the crowd to who you are? You're a man behind the scenes. You're a guy that keeps the ship off the rocks. So what's your position and what have you been up to, man?
Yeah, no, of course. I'm Vinny. I'm head of coaching here at TVB. So basically, I oversee all our members' progress and success from here on and making sure that the coaches, the coaching team, and the coaching program is as dynamite as possible. That can deliver the fastest result to every builder on the planet, especially what I do in a quick nutshell. And what I'm doing right now, I'm sitting in my apartment in Gold Coast, going to enjoy the sunshine quite soon, hopefully a surf maybe, but we'll see how we go. It's hard to beat. Got to do some work first, you know?
Happy days. Well, we're here to really kind of just provide a little bit of context to what we're about to listen to. So you've recorded with some of our members in Momentum a couple of case studies. So tell us more about the one that we're just about to listen to. Who are we going to listen to and what were some of the main takeaways that people going to expect to hear?
Yeah, so member number one is Daniel Thomas, someone who has literally implemented every single action system you can think of from our membership site and from our coach's recommendation. So definitely someone that can implement and will take action, which obviously leads to results. But he's implemented all our marketing templates. And from there, you'll hear that he managed to generate and convert a 600K and a 300K project, obviously profitably in his pipeline, manage to buy back at least one day of his work week, which now he just plans to use to relax at home, which is a fantastic call.
Could be worse. Yeah, fantastic. Awesome. Well, guys, before we get into that, I have a request, I have an ask. People like Vinny don't get a lot of love being behind the scenes and being out the back. They always have to deal with the members are obviously very grateful, but they don't get to get any love from the market and the podcast and stuff. So if you could either open up your app, give us a 3-star rating, 2-star rating if you think we're shit. Otherwise, give us a 4 or 5-star if you think we're doing a good job here. And drop in the comments below if you're watching on Facebook or on YouTube, a little bit of love for Vinny and his team and the results that they've helped this member get. So let's get straight into it. Thank you very much, Vinny. And we'll hear from you and the member. Cheers.
Daniel, how you doing? Good to put a face to the name and actually meet you. I'm Vinny. I'm head of coaching here at TVB. Tell me a bit about yourself. Where are you from? Where are you based, et cetera?
I'm from Sydney, in the Northern Beaches.
Ooh.
Well, I grew up in Cronulla area, in the Shire. And then just went to the eastern suburbs and now I'm in the Northern Beaches. Mainly build coastal homes and renovation since I've been 15. Went out on my own about 24. I was pretty lucky. I was working for another builder at the time and he was pretty shit, to be honest. So I knew he was shit, but he was working for a project manager. So I pretty much just went up to the project manager and said, I can do this. Give me a chance to build the
so good.
Bigger house or whatever. And then that was that. And then when I didn't build the first second story addition, I did it quick and perfect. Saved him. Earning heaps of money pretty much. And then I got a contract to build 10 of them straight away.
Nice. Cool. What a great progression that is.
Now I'm just living with my missus family at the moment, saving for a house. Everything's a bit too expensive, isn't it, these days?
Okay, cool. So are you still, wait, Northern Beaches is still Sydney region, right? Or are you talking about Northern New South Wales?
Yeah, it's like on Island Manly.
Oh, okay, got you. Cool. I'm just on the Goldie. So not a huge distance awesome. From you. Yeah, it's a good spot. I was originally from Melbourne, though, but I did what every other person that dog did after COVID, just like, fuck this.
Everyone from Melbourne and Sydney moved up there, didn't they?
Well, yeah. To be fair enough, right? Yeah, it's a 9-day difference between, well, actually, especially where I lived in Melbourne, it was like an hour from the city, not much around. It's kind of like 9-day difference being on the coast type of thing.
I was down there for New Year's, and it's still raining every day and everything. I'm like, it's kind of what's going on down here?
Yeah, it's very unpredictable as well. It's like, yeah, it's a good day. And it's like, oh, shit, it's not a good day anymore type of thing. So, yeah, that's a reality of it. But okay, Daniel, I've got a couple of notes that I'd like to go through today. So Kevin and our team let me know that you are absolutely crushing it. On fire by the seams of it. I've got my notes here that You've got a few projects in the pipeline. You pull back a day a week. You're not just going to use this to relax at home. Like, shit. Like, when's it?
So, yeah, I take every Tuesday off pretty much with it, delegate it. And then obviously I'm working on the computer, but I have time to work on my business now. So,
damn. Really okay. Nice. So, look, these type of sessions, and obviously we can do this more regularly, but like the purpose of today, number one, because you are crushing it so much, I would love to interview you in just a short format, use your example and story as a case study of what is possible by just implementing ABC. You get XYZ outcome as a result of that type of thing. Because I think it's a fantastic example to use for members who are maybe not winning as much as you. It's like, hey, Daniel's doing this. It's not that hard. Or for non-members who they're like, wow, like this is what life's like on the other side of this. So, and then this is the same thing that we tried to teach you guys around doing this with your clients, getting these type of interviews and such. So that's what I would love to go through. And then after that, we can turn this straight into a game plan or a one-on-one session and then just tick off anything that you need help or support with as it pertains to that. Get a plan in front of you if you need one, or course correct your existing one, and then just, yeah, can build momentum from there. So that's what I'd like to go through as my agenda. Anything you want to add or subtract from that?
Yeah. Well, I've only done the, because I started in October, but I've only done the marketing part. Like I did, as I went, I just try to complete every lesson as much as possible. I feel like I was taking a while on it, but then when I talked to one of the members, he said I was doing it at a normal pace, really. Like with the lookbook, it took me a while to do to get everything sorted properly. Because obviously I'm talking to like a freelancer. It's hard to know exactly what I want. So now that I've been implementing it all in my marketing, it's been pretty good straight away after I did everything what you guys taught me, like the scripts and everything like that, like going out and trying to win the jobs. They were working 100%. I showed them the quality checklist and they were very impressed with all the checklist and saying meticulous work and stuff like that. So now in the first month or two from doing that, I just got two quotes for 600K, one for 300K in just like that amount of time. I'm just finishing that little bit of marketing. So I was pretty stoked on that.
Wait.
But yeah, I've hit a halt with that, with the marketing. And I'm like, now that I'm maybe getting some jobs coming through because I've now got better website and everything like that. But I think it's going to be more lead generation. So I'm going to start on the nuggets and pricing.
Okay, let's dive into that then. After this session, let's put in place that, like what I'll do and what I'd like to do. Well, let's like go through the case study win thing first. But then after that, let's look into your marketing machine currently, see where the opportunities are in terms of what you're doing for lead generation at the moment. And then basically, look into how we can either, you know, basically, for lack of a better term, cast a bigger net, because basically marketing is literally just like fishing. You can use a small rod into one channel. You're going to only catch this much fish. If we use a big net like this, we're going to catch XYZ type of fish. We can definitely dive into that and see, okay, where is actually the opportunity right now? How many leads do you actually need to generate? Like you might only need, I don't know, two per month to actually hit your annual targets, for example. And yeah, we can really dive into all that type of stuff. But this is cool because what I'm hearing correctly, you obviously won two key projects, 600K and 300K. And as that was...
I'm just quoting him, I haven't won anything yet. So.
Okay, cool. I love that. Keep adding to that then. But then you found that getting those... Oh, they're in the pipeline. Okay, sweet. But with those projects and a couple more in the pipeline, you felt that obviously what you were already doing, plus the marketing scripts, the checklist, all that type of thing, was helping increase the conversions from one set to the next. Like, is that what you feel as well?
Yeah, 100%.
100%. Okay, cool. Because yeah, that's also one thing. I don't want to claim a win that wasn't directly related to us. Like, I want to make sure that you've actually implemented our systems and it's got a direct outcome as a result. And then in terms of buying back a day a week, what was the impact of that? Was they going through the stop doing list, hiring the right team? What did that look like?
Yeah, the stop doing list. I did that from the get go. So then I delegated to my foreman and just all the minor things like picking up material, going to tier. Doing all these things, I've acquired laborers, it's just saved me time and then money as well is coming in because they're all charged out hourly, so I can charge them extra for my time, losing time as well.
Love it. Okay. Big man, that's huge. All right, so let's do this. I want to ask you a couple questions. And then I want to put a plan in front of him to keep your momentum for the next 6 months, really, or next 6, 9 months, etc. The question that I like to ask you is where you were when you first started, what type of outcomes and goals you've achieved, or what type of outcomes you've already achieved to date. What like tool, resource, strategy was actually the biggest impact to get there? So you've already mentioned a few. And then ideally, I'd like to hear as well, like, what would you say to someone that's sitting on the fence about potentially joining this program or not type of thing? What would you say to those types of people?
So I was probably just used to be last year, I only had the one guy, me and him, just building the houses together. And I was gradually getting bigger. I decided to go with a professional builder to help me scale up. I didn't know nothing about like really numbers and pricing or how to structure my business properly. So I reached out to you guys, and then I was a bit hesitant because I'm like, well, obviously I pay a certain amount to you guys. But yeah, since implementing you guys work, what you put in front of me, and if you stick to the work, it's literally made, I think I've doubled my profit nearly. You know, I think that this month I earned 45K net. So well, that was a lot, I think, for me, because I'm a small-time builder, probably. I was only building 1,200K jobs at the time, but now I've now been able to scale up to a million from having the equity in my bank. It can get some property. So, yeah, so far, so good, really. And don't know what else.
Awesome. Awesome. No, that's fantastic to hear that only in a few months you've been able to make those shifts and changes. Talk me through some of the key outcomes from a time standpoint and also like your pipeline sales standpoint that you've been able to achieve over the last few months directly in your business right now.
So the game plan was for me to start marketing straight away. So I've done marketing. It's taken me maybe October, November, December. So maybe 2.5 months and I've started marketing, and I was a bit slow and meticulous on it, but that's what really helped me really, but also adept with it. I've been able to scale out and I've got a better understanding of how the marketing system works. Now I'm ready to take on the new challenges, really. So it's definitely, the marketing has been a massive hit, really, because I've got new people work like delegating to people, making my Instagram, making my Facebook, making people ads.
Nice.
But yeah, obviously it costs some money to make, but if I do on professional build it, if you follow it, marketing is the only thing coming in. And then you're on your own, really.
Exactly. Awesome. No, I love that. And then in terms of what you've implemented from a marketing standpoint, like what tools, trainings, templates that you've acquired from, you know, our resources that you found to be most helpful or valuable to get that outcome that you're speaking about right now?
Some tools, what I was using is there's like quote templates, lots of different templates I've been using. So I just literally save up every lesson straight into my folder, obviously, my marketing folder, professional builder. And there's like sales scripts I've been able to use. So learn them, talk to the clients better, phone scripts. The lookbook has been a massive hit because I've been able to show who I am as a builder, who I am, like when I'm pointing, what people like to see. I build coastal homes. Everything's about coastal homes on my work. So it gives them a niche if I'm the right fit, really, instead of me wasting my time, something I don't want to be doing or the client's not going to be doing. I've been able to charge for quotes. So I've never been able to do that. You just put it down, write it down. You don't say you're doing a quote. You bring it to a reality session. It's all working.
There you go. Awesome. No, that's a big shift. So it seems like you've been able to, take a lot of value putting in place that entire process and charging for your time as well instead of pre-quoting. That's a huge thing. Love it, man. This is good. Another thing I've got, I know that you've implemented a few systems as it pertains to stop doing this, auditing your time, understanding what you can delegate and outsource to your team. What type of outcomes has that been able to allow you to achieve as well from a personal time standpoint?
So stop doing lists. I've been able to delegate my work to my foreman. So I have two foremen at the moment, two carpenters, two laborers. So I've been able to scale out and buy back myself a day what needed time to work on my business. So every Tuesday, back in this book, working on professional builder, catching up on my quotes. I don't have to be working till 9, 10 o'clock at night since I get home. So that's helped a lot, just pushing, delegating things. And you can even do virtual assistants, give them work to do overseas. And it's all a lot cheaper doing it that way. So I'm still scaling into that. But yeah, delegating tasks is massive. Helped a lot. That makes me not stressed anymore, really.
Yeah, that's always a good thing. And then, yeah. And one day a week, what are you now doing with that one day off?
Well, one day off, I'm catching up on all my quotes, and then I've delegated about 4 hours. I'm going to delegate 4 hours to professional builder. So I've been able to
work on business side.
Work on business, really. Everything
Love
was
it.
On business. Yeah.
Awesome. And good that you can do that in the comfort of your own home, which you're in right now, by looks of it. Awesome, man. Okay, cool. My final question. I'm loving the direction you're going, loving the momentum we're in. I'd love to know, what would you say to someone that's sitting on the fence right now? They're questioning whether they should join this program or not. What would you say to those people?
Just go for it. Like, I know it's hesitant at the start, but then I've already scaled so much from 3 months to now and it's doubled my profits, like I said, straight away. It's proven. 100%.
Love it. Daniel, you are an absolute champion. Thank you for that. Really appreciate it. That your story is, I think, very, very influential, as I said, on members who can hear this and think, okay, this is what's possible now. Literally put in place these templates and resources. I think you're also a credit to someone that like does the work. You're clearly someone that as soon as you have a plan in front of you, the right system that you need to put in place, you will do the work when you have confidence that you know that there's going to be an outcome on the other side. That if you put in A, you'll get out ABC, you know what I mean? So I think it's more of a credit to you as well to actually put in the work here, but appreciate you running through that case study with me. And that's, I think, going to be massively valuable in the sense of things too.
I didn't want to be rushing through anything and try to be a bit meticulous. Make sure it's all perfect. Maybe too perfect sometimes, man.
That's okay. No. That's sometimes raw and revealed is also fine too. So I like it. Now, but Daniel, I appreciate it, man. That's huge.
That's it for today's episode. Tune in every week if you want insights into what's working right now for the top 5% of residential building company owners and general contractors. There's four ways we can help you. One, join our free Facebook group for tips, processes, best practice. Two, go to www.theprofessionalbuilder.com to download some resources, look at case studies, see what's possible for your business. Three, schedule a one-on-one chat. We'll have a 15-minute chat, see what we can do to help take your business to the next level. No obligation, give you plenty of tips. And lastly, get a copy of the new book that's come out to help make your business more profitable. Cheers.